Right. We're reading a scripture, Revelation 12, 11. I have the New King James Version. And it states, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." And if you will join me, we will kneel in prayer. Father in heaven, I first want to thank you for the ability to reach you on your throne through prayer. And I thank you for that gift. And I pray that we recognize the awesomeness of your presence. Father, I pray for forgiveness. And I again thank you for the gift of forgiveness that was bought by your son's sacrifice. And may we not squander that. Father, I pray for those participating today that you have gifted the talent of music, that we might be lifted to heaven on the wings of that music. And I pray that you be with Steve as he gives his testimony, that you walked with him through. I pray our hearts be softened and that we recognize that your care and love for each of us is so very present, and that we will turn to you, follow your path, and eventually break bread with you in heaven, I pray. Father, thank you for this Sabbath, and I pray that we hold it dear. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. It's good to be in God's house, isn't it? Worshiping. And we come here because we want to meet with God. And that's what we're doing this morning. And we'd like to just start out with this, the first song here. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Power and His grace. I see glory on its face. Surely the presence, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
I suppose you're expecting Doug Batchelor or Rod Stewart even, you know? I want to share a little bit how I got here on this stage. Colleen, this is supposed to be Colleen's week to preach. Colleen says, you want to do your testimony? Or would you do your testimony? And I came out, no. And I came out this that fast. I didn't want to do it. Well, God has different plans for me. Because for the next week, month and a half, everything I heard was, you need to give your testimony. I said, okay, God, I get it. So here we are. And this is, it's called The Great Chase. It's my journey. But it's God's plan. Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. You know, I was born into a Christian family. Had a brother and a sister. Had worship morning and night. Lived on a little farm, basically. And I loved steering wheels and gas pedals. And my dad had a couple tractors. And when my parents would take off and go to prayer meeting, me and my brother would break out the tractors. And we'd race them around the house. But I couldn't hardly touch the pedals. You know, I was pretty small. I was probably six, maybe. You know, but I could touch them. Well, I missed the gap, and I hit the tree. Well, we had to fix that before Dad got home from prayer meeting. And we had a little Owls Chalmers. I don't know if some of you know what those are, and a little old Gibson tractor. And that was my first experience of learning how to drive. And if that wasn't good enough, we'd break out the Studebaker pickup, you know, and take that out in the pasture, and we'd do a few donuts, and that's where I learned how to drive for mobile care. But anyway, I'd like to just share a story. You know, when you're putting together a testimony, you don't really, at the time things happen, you don't think about them too much. But when I was 16, I got my first car, and that came from my brother, too. It was a Studebaker Commander, and me and my buddy liked to race from Jacksonville to Rouge to see who could get there quicker. And so my dad was in bed, and so I was out where I shouldn't be again. So anyway, we'd race off to Rouge, and on our way back, it was dark. You know where all those, anybody that's been to Rouge knows where those corners are. I came out of a corner, and in my lane was a Welsh pony. Now, a Welsh pony isn't really a pony. They're pretty big. They're more like a horse. I missed it. I thought I was pretty proud of that. Well, out of the ditch came a second one, and I nailed it right between the legs, and it flipped over on my trunk and rolled off the back. And when I got home and looking at the car the next day, it was towed home. Naturally, the front of the car was a mess. I realized how close it came for that horse landing in my lap. Right above the window
the hood was, the top of the car was dented, where a hoof or whatever hit there and went on over. And we've heard lots of people that has happened to, and they don't come out of that. So as I was thinking about that, that's the first time that I remember that the Lord really was watching out over me. Now, I went to all of our schools. I graduated from Milo. And, you know, the Lord, Jesus, is expecting us. He just wants first place in our hearts. And we put a lot of other things first place. And God continues to seek after us from birth until our last breath is breathed. And this next song I'd like to share with you is Seekers of Your Heart.
Your holy presence, our life.
Jeremiah 29:11-12, and this is a text that we all can use. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me, and then come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Well, I graduated in 71 from Milo Academy. And as I left there, I started hanging out with the listen up young people, the wrong people. And it started out pretty simple, but I started hanging out and started smoking a little bit. I did get married. I had 3 kids, a son and 2 daughters. And actually, I got more than that because I married Robbie. I got more kids. I got lots of kids. But as I got into the world, I turned my back on God. And the world looked pretty inviting. You know, sinning looks fun. And so I started by going out, spending nights in the bar. Started smoking a little pot, then more pot. Then I started out with the little white pills, speed as they called it back then. And then I did a little cocaine. And then I found methamphetamine, and that was my drug of choice for the next probably 23 years. I was spent nights in and out of bars, closing bars, in and out of relationships, looking for happiness. There was no happiness out there. And, you know, I remember as my journey was going on, I remember talking to my dad one day. And he says, you know, Bruce Farley, he's a member of the Valley View Church, and he's an elder at that church. And I go, Bruce Farley? Did he get a message from God that I didn't hear about? I don't know. You know, I was shocked. But, you know, words are very powerful. Those were powerful words to me. I remember that. And that spoke to my heart. And Ken Cox was getting ready to have meetings. And I wanted to share an incident. I was around people that had guns and houses that had guns. I was frequenting that. I want to share a story that right down here on Columbus, a night of drinking and partying, and I got pulled over by the cops. You know, that could have been a real crossroads in my life. My life could have gone that direction, which could have been jail. Or that he let me go. And behind my seat, I failed to mention that I was dealing drugs at the time, too, methamphetamine. Behind the seat, I had manufactured drugs ready for resale. But he got me out. I walked the line. I did the test for him. I flunked, by the way. But he let me go and asked my wife to drive home that night. To me, that was God looking out for me. Now, God could have said, Steve, you need to spend some time in jail. But that wasn't the plan, for I know the plans I have for you. And so those incidents led me towards, there were some meetings taking place, Ken Cox meetings, and Dad invited me. And I remember going to those meetings. And I remember when the call came to come down front, boy, there was a battle in my heart. You know, the devil was battling me. He said, you don't want to do that. Yeah, it's a long ways down there. You know, you name it. You know, people are going to be watching you as you go down there. But he got me out of my seat, and I gave my heart back to the Lord. Amen. At that time. And this next song we're going to share with you, here's a verse that's in this. When my choices were poor and the darkness consumed me, you remained by my side. As my guilt became great and the devil he haunted, your hope I denied. You said, you are my creation. Put down your great shame. My path for you is clear. Then I heard his voice, his still small voice. Surrender all your fear. Something beautiful. Now I want to give Russ a little credit here. This song we're going to sing only had one verse. So this is his testimony, but it fit both of us. He wrote this verse out, and then it just fits so perfectly. We like to share something beautiful.
His voice is still small.
Well, we're up to 1995, so I sailed through that pretty fast, didn't I? I don't want to give the devil that much ground, is what I'm saying. 1995 was a good year. That was the year I got baptized right here.
Amen.
And found the love of my life the same year. Why? God works good. He works fast, too. And that's a whole nother testimony. We want to get you out before 2 o'clock. So, she's been a great helpmate with what the Lord had for us in store. You know, music, the Lord knew, and I didn't, I always liked to sing. I sang in choirs and so forth. But the Lord knew I needed music to keep me grounded. So right here in the front row, Pat Gillette was putting together a few men to go sing in the Oregon Men's Chorus. And and he invited me to come sing with him. That must have been my audition for the Valley View Quartet. Because Pat had been trying to put together a quartet for a while. He was still waiting for a bass. Well, do I need to say any more? Anyway, so for the next 23 years, 15 years actually, I sang with I'm not sure the time that we would quit singing, but I think it was probably 15 years. The Valley View Quartet was together, and the Oregon Adventist Men's Chorus, I've been singing in for about 23 years. I would travel up there sometimes once a month to practice with them. People ask me why I did that. That's a lot of traveling. But it was important for me to sing. And I didn't want to miss out on a blessing. You know, God was blessing us. And also in For His Glory was also formed in 2010. So I had three groups going at the same time. Why? The Lord is keeping me busy. And, well, For His Glory, they kind of, it was supposed to be a one-time shot. You know, special music.
That's the way I heard it.
Yeah, that's the way Russ heard it. But we've been together now, how many years is that? 11? 11 years. Music has been a big part of my walk with the Lord. Also, I've been able to travel to India 3 times with Bruce Farley and his people. I've gone to Toronto and Atlanta general conferences where I sang in the big choir with the men's chorus. I've been to Ukraine, South Africa, Romania with the men's chorus. singing. And I'd like to just share one story about an India trip. It's kind of similar to the 16-year-old trip that I was lucky to be alive. But over in India, we have meetings at night and travel into the villages during the daytime and to visit with people. On our way into this village, or we were traveling along, I don't remember how fast we were going, probably 40, 50. And if you've ever been in a third world country, people are going every which direction. There's no such thing as a crosswalk. You know, they're running in front of you, and cars are beeping. I mean, it's just a different world. Well, this man ran across in front of us, and we were in kind of like a Volkswagen bus, but it was even smaller than that. We had Bruce was in there, and Dr. Hersher was in there, and a couple other guys in the back. And I mean, we're all cramped in there like this, and we're all riding around, you know, and hitting all the bumps and so forth. This man runs across in front of us, and we hit him. I mean, I'm sitting in the front seat, and I can still see his face to this day. And I thought, you know, we got a doctor. Let's stop and help the guy. And the driver started grabbing gears, and the way we went, and coming the other direction was another car with men in it, and they saw what had happened, and they turned. Even Hollywood didn't come up with this one, probably that good. They turned, and they started chasing us. And we started gaining speed, and we were in and out of traffic. These lorries were coming after it, these big trucks, big lorries. We were just barely missing them. I mean, it looked like we were going to be a hood ornament is what we were. And we passed an Adventist school. We were getting ready to come into a big city. I mean, what were we going to do? These guys were going to catch us. And we just passed an Adventist school, and we turned around, and they didn't see us turn around. We went into this Adventist school, and they dropped us off there. And the guy that went on into the police station and let them know what happened. In India, you don't stop and help somebody. If we would have stopped, the crowd would have mauled us. We probably would have lost our life right there. So, you know, I know the plans I have for you, and it wasn't to be left in India. And now the sad part is the gentleman we hit didn't make it. But the devil didn't like what we were doing over there. He was trying to kill us while we were there. So, happy to be back on American soil is what I'm trying to say, too. But, you know, when it first happens, you don't think too much of it. But when you think back on it, you realize that was a serious situation. And these different places that the men's chorus has got to go to, one of the songs that we've sang all over the world is The Majesty and Glory of His Name. And I've sang that in every city I've been in, and it's usually with a big choir. And when we get to heaven, we want to sing that one. Amen. Amen. Yes. The Majesty and Glory of His Name.
You have given me.
judge of all creation, the beast of the field.
I lost a job of 26 years. Actually, the mill shut down. We all know what happened to all the mills around here. Believe it or not, I was a functioning drug addict. You know, I kept a job, but most of my time was looking for a bag of dope after on my spare time. But I lost a job of 26 years in 1998. Same year, we started mobile care. Now, owning a business seemed way out of my realm of, you know, I've just worked for somebody all my life. And the Lord, well, in Jean Grin's class, she remembers this. We were all praying about what I was going to do, you know, and praise the Lord. The Lord led me into mobile care. I started with one van. And it wasn't the prettiest looking van, my first one, but it's the one the Lord gave me. And from there on, we've increased our business until we've had up to 12 vans. And God, has there been some trials? Certainly. Plenty of them. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I've got this on my wall because there's been so many times that my own understanding would put me out of business. God's understanding kept me in business. And I wanted to share one of the times that the Valley View Quartet was just pulling into Sacramento. We were going to sing at the ASI. I might mention Valley View Quartet was able to see in a couple of ASIs, 3ABN, and other places that we've been able to go. But we just checked in, and I got a phone call from David, that my manager, and said that one of my drivers had just run over a pedestrian. I had a hard time with pedestrians. And this one, it literally ran over her legs, broke her pelvis, broke her legs. My own understanding at that time, I guess we've been in business about 10 years or so. I don't know. I don't know the exact time. My understanding was, well, that'll do us in. I didn't figure we'd still be in business. God worked it all out. It did cost the insurance company $1 million. But we're still in business 23 years later through COVID. There's been some struggles, and there'll be more ahead. But trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. That's a beautiful text. And so, owning my own business has taught me prayer, faith, trust. You know, I stand here today because of prayer. My mom, I think I need a drink. And Dad prayed for me. They were prayer warriors. My mom passed away, never seeing me come back to the Lord. But I believe with all my heart, her prayers were answered. Just because she didn't hear, God honored them. You know, Philippians 4, 6, and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We're all praying for somebody, aren't we? Children, grandchildren. And you wonder if they're ever going to make it. The older ones, I'm praying for my children. Are they ever going to make a turn? They will. Because you prayed for them. That's faith. They will make a turn. This morning, what do you have to surrender? You surrender your children. Surrender your physical, whatever's going on in your life. Finances. Your loved ones especially. But most of all, God wants you to surrender your own heart. When you surrender your own heart, everything else falls into place. And these last two songs that we're going to sing as we close, I surrender all, and how great thou art. God is a great God. Amen? Amen. He's walked through my life. I'm kind of getting into the senior years. Sorry, I didn't think I'd ever get here, but I don't know what God's got planned for me, but God's not through with me. He's not through with anybody. So this morning, as we sing I Surrender All, give your heart to the Lord this morning if you haven't.
Thank you.
consider all the world thy hands have made. I see the star, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display.
Testimony.
Amen.
Amen.
Were you blessed? I was indeed. I want to thank these four for sharing their gifts with us, and especially Steve for his testimony. Testimonies are both the easiest and hardest things to share. The easiest because you lived them, nobody can refute them. You don't even have to commit anything to memory, you just have to recall. The hardest because it requires such a depth of vulnerability. So I thank you, Steve. Let's bow our heads. Father in heaven, we felt you here today. And we also know the angels lifted their voice in joining us in praising you. Father, I thank you for the truth and the faithfulness of your promises in your Bible. And we thank you for walking with Steve through his. And we know that each of us have that same truth and faithfulness that we can claim of the truths and promises in this Bible. Father, watch over us, I pray, until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.